Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. As you will know, we like to have lots of guests on this show. Some just pop in on a random, others come in once a month, every 6 weeks or so, even if they have won awards or not. Andy Spragg from the Sanger House. And congratulations.
Thank you, Darren.
Yes. So a recent award at the Somerset Business Awards, which was held at Wellsprings. Tell me about the award that you won.
Well, it was Best New Business Across Somerset. Yeah, we were up against hundreds of other companies. We got through to the final, and then Friday we found out we'd won it.
Excellent work. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
And deservedly so too. So for those listening wondering, well, what is the Sanger House? What do you do there? Enlighten us before we go into our main topic.
Of course. We're a health and wellbeing centre, actually. We cover physical, mental, social and spiritual. So 35 practitioners delivering Tai Chi, yoga, meditation, physical exercise, massage, reflexology, Reiki, acupuncture, hypnotherapy, you name it, we do it, actually.
Excellent. It's clearly working. So
yeah.
So that's good and conclusive proof by the award.
Yeah.
So well done once again on that.
Thank you.
Just very quickly, what would you say is the area that a lot of people are really choosing to utilise at the Sanger House at the moment?
I think
because things go in trends, don't they?
They do. There's two areas, actually. The yoga is very busy. Yoga and Tai Chi, those dual physical disciplines. But actually, what we're seeing is a pickup in the kind of therapy side. It's quite a tough world out there. We're getting a lot of people in for counselling, actually, which is tough. But also just people looking to pamper themselves a bit, lots of massage and things like that.
Okay. When you come in, we like to talk about something different each time. Which areas are we going to go down today?
Yeah, so we're going to have a look at how people can possibly make space in their lives for these sort of meditative practices, particularly meditation. One of the biggest discussions I have with our customers is they've got such busy lives, they've got no time for meditation. And I often think that the answer to our problems comes out of the problems themselves. And if you think of our busy lives, there are two words that spring to mind. There's waiting and there's rushing. And these two things actually present us with an opportunity for meditation. So if you think of waiting, it's good to think about what you're actually waiting for and how much time you spend waiting. If you get up in the morning, you resolve to yourself, I wonder how much time I spend in my day waiting. Just those tiny little things, the kettle to boil, the spinning little thing on our computer screen, and some of the bigger things in life. You know, we spend about 95% of our day waiting. What on earth is all that about? Actually go into it a bit. That's what I'm suggesting. Look at the emotions about the process of waiting. Look at the thing you're waiting for. Is it really worth waiting for? Is it going to give you contentment, pleasure? Is it going to take you forward? Then you come to rushing. Well, why do we rush?
I'm as guilty as hell. I'm as guilty as hell for this.
So normally...
And purely because of my workload. That's the reason why. And I sometimes wonder how I'm actually going to get through the day. There aren't enough hours. That phrase, not enough hours in the day.
That's it.
Never a truer phrase said in jest.
That's it. And often we're rushing for the things we're waiting for because we think it'll make them come quicker. And that's the key thing. There are reasons for rushing, obviously. You know, a racing driver is not going to be a good racing driver if he's got a lackadaisical attitude on the track. He needs to rush. A surgeon with a patient on the bed in front of them. But we don't have to rush all the time. So when you're in your lounge and you go into the kitchen to put the kettle on, why rush? Why not take your time? Appreciate the feel of the floor as you walk gently into the kitchen. And certainly look at your emotional attitude towards rushing. You know, what's going on? What's driving you? It's about becoming present and mindful to these two key activities in the day of waiting and rushing, of which they make the substantial part of the day, actually. And we end up not living because we end up waiting and rushing. So I just wanted to offer that out there to
and your, that kind your that listeners. Can that can increase anxieties as well, can't it?
Yeah, I mean,
particularly with the rushing around.
Yeah, associated generally with rushing is a tightening. You know, tension, stress, is involved in that experience. It's in the heart area, it's in the gut. You leave that too long and they manifest into real physical problems, you know, high blood pressure, stomach ulcers, you name it. So actually, it's really important that we learn to cope with these things and do something about it.
And you can help with all of these at the Sangha House. You can go through all of these.
Yep.
And the way the Sangha House works is a bit like a gym, isn't it? In terms of you pay a monthly fee and then depending on what package you have, you get the options to utilise the services that you provide.
We always recommend people come on a pay-as-you-go basis first. We don't want people signing up for membership if they're not going to make use of it. But yes, there's a number of levels of membership, depending on how much you want to get involved with the house and what you want to get out of it.
So there you go. Now you know a bit more about the Sangha House as well. And it'll be a great opportunity to utilise the award-winning Sangha House for doing such a great job. Excellent. Andy, as always, good to see you. And we look forward to seeing you just before Christmas, actually, for a nice sort of prepare yourself for Christmas kind of approach. Excellent. My guest is Andy Spragg from the Sangha House.
Thank you.